time as a sap ran down, he'd run in that pen, and they'd get it and empty it, and they'd take it and sell it to the turpentine plant. And they'd call a trip a bunch of trees like that, a grove of turpentine trees. Awesome. And that's one reason I thought maybe something you'd use to get stuff from, I figured would, instead of being a grove, I mean, instead of being a forest, would be a grove.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What sort of things would you make out of cornmeal?
Well, mostly cornbread, and you make, don't make grits out of cornmeal. You make it out of corn, shell corn, you know, just like you make meal, only you grind it up and it's coarser.
What about something that's similar to grits maybe, but the whole kernels?
Yeah, that's what we used to call hominy.
I see. So that's a different...
With light, with usually baking soda. Lye the corn with baking soda till it gets soft, and then cook it and change the water and get the soda out of it, and then season it. It's good.
What else? What are some of the other things you remember being made out of cornmeal? Maybe that something that'd be cooked on the fireplace?
Well, now that old aunt I'm telling you about, she did most of her cooking on the fireplace, and when she cooked her cornbread, she called it a hoe cake.
I see. Where was this aunt from?
Well, she was raised, I don't know what part, I think she was raised down in Covington County.
Where's that?
Down south of here.
The next county down?
No. It's out west of Forest County. You go out of Jones County into Forest, and I think that Covington County is out to the west of Forest County.
Near Purvis, then?
No, Purvis is south of Hattiesburg, sort of south.
Yeah.
And this would be, I think, near about due west.
Mm-hmm. That's where she grew up?
Yes.
And she just moved in here?
She married a man, and they moved down there and built that old log house. They split pine logs this big across and then hewed them all flat and notched them and built a house like this, and then they sealed it with regular sawmill lumber, you know, and they didn't have no way to dress it.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a plane and smoothed it off and sealed their house with it.
Which one of them was kin to you?
He was.
She
wasn't really, but we always called her Elizabeth, and she was real, well, she was just a real good neighbor and somebody that you couldn't help but love.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever went there's always a bunch of us kids going down there, and she'd hunt all over the place to find us some peaches or apples or something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, that made us love her.
Yeah. Go on, you were telling me about the things that she'd make. You talked about the hoe cake.
Yeah, she'd, I guess she made it just like anybody would make cornbread, but she'd take it up and she'd pat it back and two in her hands that way and make it oval-shaped, and she'd put one down on one side of the skillet, and then she'd put the other one, pat it, and put it down on the other side, and then make a... You know, the skillet would be full, but it'd be divided in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd take a lid that fit on top of that skillet and lay it on there. And